This Tuesday marks exactly 70 years since the signing of the Munich Agreement, under which Czechoslovakia's German-speaking territories were sliced off and handed to Hitler. The document was signed on September 30, 1938, by Britain, Germany, Italy and France. Just a week ago, Germany unexpectedly agreed to loan the original version of the document to the Czech Republic. It will go on display at Prague's National Museum as part of a large exhibition commemorating 90 years since the foundation of Czechoslovakia. Ruth Frankova spoke with the museum's historian, Marek Junek, who says talks with Germany on borrowing the treaty lasted nearly a year.
For the first time when we talked with them, they said that they never borrow this document abroad and they didn't know the concept of our exhibition. They thought that we will show this agreement in a negative way. After a few meetings, they said that it's all right, that they will borrow this agreement to the Czech Republic.
What arguments in the end persuaded them to loan you the agreement?
The first argument was that this is not exhibition about Munich Agreement, but that it is exhibition about the first Czechoslovak Republic, and that Munich events are only one part of all exhibition. The second was that, of course, we will display this agreement in conditions that will be historically objective.
What about the other versions, the British, French and Italian?
Munich Agreement was signed only in German and English version. So these original documents are in Berlin, in Germany and in London. And colleagues from government archive in London, they will lend us this agreement too. French and Italian, they are copies that were translated after the Munich meeting, but they are not original pieces of this agreement. We would like to exhibit all four pieces of this agreement, but we have a little problem because colleagues from Paris, they had lost this agreement during the Second World War and they tried to find it. Colleagues from Italy, from Rome, they didn't want to lend this agreement, but when we wrote them that we would receive this agreement from Germany, they changed their opinion.
Finally, how important is it for the National Museum to have this document exhibited?
I think it's very important because this document will be part of exhibition about the Czechoslovak Republic that was found in 1918, and it's very important document for our history.
Ruth Frankova there with that report. Now, could trams be reintroduced to Prague's Wenceslas Square?